Prayer and practice must be united. January 8th. I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Wonderful opportunities are opened before the human agent to understand the unsearchable riches of the wisdom of God. In this work, which nothing less than divine power can accomplish, nothing can be perfected without the cooperation of the human agent. Then the divine and the human are blended, as in the life of the Son of God. The sincere Christian, in his acceptance of grace, feels that his success is wholly dependent upon Christ. Here is the source of divine energy. He urges no claim founded on his own merit. He has no faithfulness to present to heaven. He feels his own weakness and inefficiency, and is convinced that he must be transformed in character. Self-abasement and self-renunciation reveal that the soul has beheld Jesus. The heart made penitent by the Spirit of Christ will act from principle. He is a partaker of the divine nature. In his daily walk and conversation, he represents the character of Christ. What will it profit us to cherish pride of spirit and pray for humility? What will it profit to seek eagerly the friendship and applause of the world and pray for heavenly affections? What will it profit to indulge in passionate temper and unchristlike words, and then ask for the meekness of Christ? This is not watching unto prayer. In the lack of that faith that works by love and purifies the soul lies the secret of unanswered prayer. I tell you in the name of the Lord, if the church will arise in the strength of God to meet her responsibilities, consecrating to God every power, the Spirit of the Lord will be poured out in rich abundance. Some who profess to be Christians need a genuine conversion. They desire to be accepted of God, they pray in a casual way that they may be accepted, and yet through their desire for gain, their worldliness and selfishness, their robbery of God, they shut themselves away from Him. His curse is hanging over them for their selfishness and worldly lusts. Their prayers will be wholly in vain unless they comply with the conditions specified in the Word of God. The uncertain experience of many professed Christians sinning and repenting and continuing in the same dwarf spiritual condition is the result of worldliness and unholiness of life. The saving grace of Christ is designed for everyday life. Christ came not to save man in his sins, but from his sins. The principles of truth, abiding in the heart, will sanctify the life, publishing work.